Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Buddy.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Kylie. And on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. 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 Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what it's foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am Miss Storm, and with me I have
Ray Queen. Yes, Ray Queen is in the building.
Yes. So my fellow diva is definitely in the building representing with me this evening. Miss Mobetta will be calling in shortly. But definitely just want to say welcome back to another episode. Bear with me with the noise that you do here in the background. It is kind of crazy right now, but it'll go away shortly. So how you doing, Miss Ray Queen?
Busy as diva, you best believe her. This grand diva is very busy.
Ooh, I love it. Ooh,
I'm all right, all right, though.
I love it.
I'm all right. How
I
are
love
you?
It. I'm doing pretty good, I must say. Doing pretty good. Listen, we're among the land of the living, so that's even better, right?
Yeah.
So we're definitely here to be able to talk about it. So we're just thankful. We're thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot's been going on in the world today, as we know. You know, so now it's just a matter of everything just coming together and, you know, the pandemic and all. Oh, God, girl, where do you start? You know, I mean,
the whole 2020, girl,
yes.
Just throw the whole year away.
Right, all right. I agree. I definitely agree. But you know what? I'm not even going to say a do-over. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to say thankful for all the, you know, the trials and tribulations that God has, you know, presented us. And we've overcome with his help and, you know, just him just being so, with him just being so grateful and, you know, just giving us the opportunity to be here another day. I'm thankful.
Amen.
So everything seems good with you. I heard you bust a little rap and all that stuff. I see.
Everything's good. I used to want to be a rapper, but, yeah, I can't hold that down. No, I can't hold that down. But I be trying still like I'm a little young kid. But everything's all right. I cannot complain. God is in the business of blessing, and I'm on his team. I'm on his team.
That's right.
So I'm
That's
so grateful
right. That's
for
right.
his mercy. His grace and mercy has definitely brought me through, and I'm so grateful for it. So grateful.
Oh, yes. Listen, grateful and thankful. I want to give a quick shout out to Rich Money. We held the church down on Sunday. Rich Money was working and doing the music and stuff for the church. You know, just coming in, you know, but it was his first time. And, you know, he definitely stepped in and he's like, I know what to do. You know, I've been in the music industry for over 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
It was
Go Rich Money
a blessing. So shout out to Rich Money and, you know, just thankful for, you know, how God is moving him, you know, how God, you know, continues to move him, motivate him, and just encourage him. So definitely thankful. We've had such a busy day. So like I said, just bear with us because we are in the, you know, we're in the car, we're driving. Yes, the Diva Squad is mobile this evening. Mobile doing the show.
Big shout out, birthday shout out to all Leos. Happy birthday to my baby girl. Her birthday is tomorrow. She'll be 20. Happy birthday, Mia. And my mama, her birthday is Saturday. Happy birthday, Mommy.
Oh, happy birthday.
So I'm definitely going to take a minute and give a shout out to Bianca from our church. You know, she's Tammy Price's daughter.
Okay.
I believe I have the right name right. Tammy Price's daughter. You know, Tammy passed away a long time ago. And Bianca is her daughter, and we go to church with her. You know, sweet kids. So rest in peace to Tammy. Her birthday's on Friday. And then Bianca, her daughter's birthday is on Tuesday, the 29th. So rest in peace for her, and you know we definitely gonna make sure that her daughter turns 16, you know, in style the way she wanted, even though it's a pandemic, you know.
Oh, So. All right. Happy so sweet 16. Yes.
Yeah, happy sweet 16.
Yes. Yeah, so everything with us has been good. I can't complain. You know, I'll complain later, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I complain later. I won't complain right now, you know, but, you know, just thankful. But, yeah, so we were going to talk about a couple different things tonight. We got a couple different topics going on, you know. We had, you know, kind of like leaned away from the politics just a tad bit, you know, because every conversation is politics nowadays, you know.
Absolutely.
So with every conversation being about politics, you know, we kind of went away from it a little bit. But I do want to just touch on real quick, you know, the Breonna Taylor, how only one of the cops were charged, and it's some, excuse my language, some asinine charge. It wasn't even a murder charge or anything, you know. So definitely want to say rest in peace to her. You know, I'm definitely, I apologize and we apologize on behalf of GC Palace for just not getting the justice that, you know, that she deserves, you know. Like not getting that justice. We definitely, you know, we feel it, you know. It's like, that's just like getting with a murder and nothing else. Is just, you know, like nothing can be done about it. It's like she's gone.
That's crazy.
And, you know, yes, they offered the family the money and the settlement, and but no one paid the cost. Like, I don't get that. So yeah, so I just wanted to touch on that real fast, and you know, open the phone lines up to all the callers. 845-277-9098. You gotta press that one button to go on the air and just chop it up with us just tonight. But the one topic we did want to talk about was just, you know, just wanted to give a few minutes for Breonna Taylor, you know, because that's definitely a sad situation, and it's not getting any better, it's getting worse. And I even read somewhere that they were like the state of, it was going to be like a state of emergency. They were acting as if it was a state of emergency until after the judge, you know, after the ruling, and the ruling of what was given. I mean, I couldn't believe it. So just wanted to, you know, just take a minute and just, like I said, just mention that real quick. But then we also want to just hit our relationship topics. We've been bombarded with relationship questions, and you know, and it's just crazy that even during the pandemic, it's like, you know, people are having, you know, problems in their relationships, whether it's finances, whether it's emotionally, physically, you know, you never really know, you know. But we've been bombarded with questions on relationships, so we definitely wanted to take a minute, you know, and just, you know, talk about a couple of questions, know, that we have been given, you know. But I still say, you know, listen, we got your topic, but it's okay for you to call in, you know, and let's talk about it. You know, I'm going to mention it for you, though. Let's see, one of them is, where is it? How has the coronavirus changed the dating game? For those of you who are single, that's, you know, in the dating game, how do you feel, you know, it has affected the dating game for you, know, or, you know, anyone that you know, because I know, you know, perfect example, the one person I was talking to today about it was like, the dating game nowadays, not even with the, you know, the pandemic, but people don't know how to communicate. They don't want to date, and they're on their cell phone most of the evening versus entertain the person that you're with or having a good conversation. So one of my questions I would like to say is, do you think that the pandemic has affected the dating game, or do you think it's just people in general have bad dating habits? I don't know. So the phone lines are definitely open for you to, you know, touch on that and give us your feedback on the topic. And, you know, I know you're listening in. It's your topic. You can always press that one button as well. But how do you feel affected by it? So... me, I'm married. I'm not single, so. But you know, I'm married. I'm not single. But the way I explained it today, you know, was I think it's very unfortunate that you do go, you know, on a date with someone that you're looking to be involved with. You know, it's a date. You're looking to get to know that person, and for you to be on your cell phone most of the evening versus entertaining the conversation, if there is a conversation, or keeping a,
you know, a conversation going. I think that's bad, you know. I don't know. I think if I was single, I wouldn't call you back. You know. You know, I think I wouldn't call you back. You know, so that's, and how would you, you know, what's your feedback on that topic, Ray Queen?
It has not changed the game for myself. I wouldn't consider, I would just say I'm in a situation, I've been in situationships, period.
Situationships?
Yeah, situationships. So what I have going on, it has not altered in any form or fashion. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
What I got
going on has not, it has not changed. But I could see it changing other people's, you know, what they got going on as far as dating and even marriages, some marriages, you know. Some people have to stay home more. Some have to work more. So I could see it changing the dating game completely this COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it. But I definitely could understand, you know, someone else's relationship being altered. Oh, yeah.
So I could see it having a strain on a relationship because of, like, the finances and everything, you know. That's a big key of what's going on, you know, right now, is, like, the finances are affected. You know, the finances are affected. The money's not the same. You know, things are different. You know, I could definitely see it affecting that, whether it's, you know, a relationship, a marriage, you know, or whatever. I feel like when the two people aren't really in sync, it could definitely affect, you know, what you guys are trying to do, you know. So I would definitely say that whether it's, you know, dating or whether it's, you know, your marriage or not, you might want to just maybe communicate a little bit more. You know, I know sometimes, like, when we go out to eat, you know, my husband's like, all right, everybody's on their phone, you know, like, you know.
That's a fact.
And it's like, you know, yes, I feel guilty for it because it's a force of habit. Like, you're so used to, you know, like, grabbing the phone and being on the phone, you know, whether it's checking Facebook or checking messages or on other social websites, you know, it's not, I don't want to say force a habit, but it's kind of like, it's the norm where, you know, I know what we want to implement is we want to say, you know what, when you're at the dinner table in this family time, put your cell phones down, you know?
Funny you mentioned this. I was watching Tamela Mann and David Mann. They have a YouTube page or whatever, and they have when they have their family dinner. I'm a Google fanatic. I'm a YouTube fanatic. Yeah. So I was watching YouTube, and the Mann family, they have their big round table where they're sitting and doing dinner, and everybody's phone, as soon as the food hits the table right before they pray, everybody hands their phones down to the end of the table, and they all go in this big bowl at the end of the table. That's so cute. No one is having any communication on their phones. The phones go on airplane mode, so they can't even hear anything. So yeah, I like that idea. I really do, because when I'm having a meal with my kids, both of their heads are down in their phone. So I'm like, wait a minute, I need to start doing what the mans do. Yeah.
Right. That's how that looks. We think in the same way. We're thinking the same exact way. Like, it's time to rethink this and, you know, set the foundation, do something different. And you know what? And it's weird because once the kids are older, you know, 14 and up, when they got these cell phones, you know, and they're constantly on their phones, it's kind of like everyone's on their phones. Like, okay, look over here, you know, Destiny's on the phone. Then, you know, next thing you know, it's like Rich is on his phone.
And you know what? People's babies. You look at the babies and they're holding onto the little iPads, watching the little iPads with their earphones on, and it's so cute. But Oh, my gosh, it's so much. Speaking of iPads, oh, my gosh. My son, my 27-year-old son, I let him borrow my iPad last week. He used my brand new iPad.
No.
And
I'm afraid.
So he's rushing out.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh, he's bad. He's rushing out of the house out of his apartment the next morning. Puts my iPad on top of his truck. And he said he was wondering why this car was on the side of him beeping at him like he was crazy. So he just pushed on the gas and went on to work. Later on, he realized and said he put the iPad on top of the vehicle, and my iPad is gone.
Gone. Oh, my
God. Lord knows where. We don't know where it fell off the top of the vehicle at. And at the time, I was signed out of it, and he had not signed into it yet. So someone has a brand new iPad that they can sign into. I can't even find it.
Right, but you know what? They have a brand new iPad that has a cracked screen. Because if that sucker was on top of the roof, trust me, that crack that screen is cracked.
Absolutely.
You know, so they're gonna have to spend that bread real fast to get that screen fixed first.
Yeah.
You know.
And by the time they get it fixed, I'm gonna have it locked if I can, because I'm still paying for it.
Right.
So
so you know what? Or you know what? You could probably call up and report it lost or stolen too. And then they'll turn it off.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. That's a great idea. Wow.
See, thinking. See, great minds think alike. I sure would.
Thanks,
I would call
that
and be like, that it is lost. I don't know where it is. Some item took it.
I don't even know. Somebody walked away with it. I can't even, like, they even turned the Find My iPad off.
Exactly.
Yes.
They stole that.
Yes.
I don't even know where it is. I don't even know. But, you know, okay, so that was one of the topics, and I definitely, you know, hope that, you know, the person that sent it in is listening, you know, to the show, so he could definitely call in and give his feedback to it, because it was actually, a male that was saying it.
Mm-hmm.
He was explaining how, like, the dating scene is just so terrible, you know. Like, it's bad, you know, and it's like, that's all people talk about, you know, is they have their cell phones on, they're constantly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even like the conversation isn't going good, because the conversation is
mm-hmm.
fine. It's just you still have your cell phone in your hand while you're having the conversation.
Exactly.
So,
well, I mean,
it
has to be a problem. It has. Think back to when we were young. We were growing up.
Right.
Okay. We didn't have cell phones. All we had was conversation, either on via house phone or the pay phone, or send a message in the beeper, the pager, or, you know, hello, upside down, backwards is 7 7
right.
I don't know, 0 7 7 3 4 or something like that. But now this is crazy. Yeah, technology is amazing. Technology has gone crazy, and I think it's even going to get worse, because technology is always growing. It's growing. It's evolving. It's just boom, you know.
And that's the part that sucks, is that, like, the technology is so, like, what's the right word I'm looking for? It's definitely 2020 where technology is booming.
Yes.
You know, technology
is definitely
booming. It's definitely, it's there. It's alive as well. You know, kids are using it, you know, so much right now, where it's kids, adults, it's everybody.
Yep.
And, like, people don't even realize that the example that we set for our children with the social, like, I'll be the first person to say I am the worst with social media. I am the absolute, I'm the worst, but I'll admit it. I'm the worst. I'm constantly on it. I'm constantly trying to think of different things that GQ Palace can do. I'm trying to figure out if I posted anything up today. Am I sharing the link? Like, just like little stuff, but it's little stuff to some people is big things to me, you know?
my attention
I work.
Span. Listen, my attention span is small. I'll get on Facebook and like after one, like I'm not even on for 1 minute, and I'm like, I gotta get off of here. I gotta get off of here.
Right.
And I just can't. I can't stay on my laptop for more than like 5 minutes, and I'm like, I gotta get off of here. I gotta. But I can sit there and watch some videos now, some YouTube, some what's the other one? Netflix, you know, things
mm-hmm.
like that. But as far as like when it comes to doing things like
yeah.
when you're, how you're copying and pasting and all that stuff, I call my daughter
mm-hmm.
up for all that stuff. I'm like, oh no. And then you know, the sharing the links and all that stuff. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I'll do it in a little while, and then just don't get to it, or you know, I'm like,
gotcha.
So
okay.
But I keep my phone in my hand, and when I roll over at night and turn to the left, the phone goes to the left with me. When I roll over to the right, the phone goes to the right. When I lay on my back, my phone is on my chest.
Okay.
Look,
I understand, I think.
Wow.
Well, let's touch on this one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing real fast. Because, of course, tonight we're doing our relationship sessions, you know, and one
mm-hmm.
of the questions was, is can a man without money make a woman happy in a relationship?
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. I wish the person would have just elaborated a tad bit, you know. Like,
oh,
did they lose
that's
their job? You know, like, did they lose their job? You know, like, did they have money
right,
before?
Right.
You know, like, I don't know. But here I am looking for more information. Like, when the topic is what it is. Like, the topic is what it is.
I think so. I think a man with no money, with no to little money, little to no money, can make a female happy. Do I think one could make me happy? No. Not that it takes money. Not that it takes money to make me happy.
Uh-huh.
However,
uh-huh.
I'm 47 years old. I'm 47. I'm going on 48. And I'm that Stella that's trying to get her groove back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I was in a long marriage, a very long marriage, and, you know, and I'm still working my way, you know, I'm still, you know, there's still a couple of strings that the last, like that tooth that's so loose, but you got that one last little string that's connected to that tooth that you got to just yank it, just go ahead and just yank it out.
Uh-huh.
That's where I am in the old relationship, and
gotcha.
I'm looking toward my future. You know what I'm saying? My future relationship.
Right.
So, I'm not trying to start from the bottom. I want someone who's
right,
of
right.
equal yoke. I want someone who's of equal yoke, already established. No young kids. Definitely
right.
have your own place, your own mortgage, your own vehicle,
Amen.
Your own insurance,
Amen.
All of that stuff. So that's where I'm at in my life. And
okay.
Yeah, and don't judge me, whoever's listening. Don't judge me. Please don't judge me. That's just me. You know? No.
Right.
A man with little to no money can do nothing for me. I'm sorry. But he can make somebody
right.
else happy. I know that's fact.
Right.
Because there's somebody for everybody.
Right.
Somebody for everybody.
Right. Now the funny joke is
uh-huh.
Now, okay, back in the day, let's just say when you was young, dumb, and didn't know no better, you know, and you were trying
mm-hmm.
to figure out, you know, what's the right word? You're trying to figure out yourself and what you wanted to do
mm-hmm.
and where you wanted to go. You know, back then,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're, you know, in your early 20s or something like that, and you're looking to build
mm-hmm.
with somebody, you know, that may work for you.
I ain't care.
You know.
I ain't care.
Right. Because back then, in my early 20s, that didn't matter to me. You know, I was trying to
mm-hmm.
you know, live my life, enjoy my life, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was trying to live good, you know. where the relationship really wasn't that important, you know, because I was in one for so many years, you know. So after I broke out of that relationship, it was like breaking out of jail. Like, I'm free.
Yeah, girl, I know how that is. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes.
You know, so it went from, like, being an opera singer, you know, to being like, oh, hold up. I'm not, you know, we go out to eat. I wish you would look at me to pay a bill, you know.
Exactly.
If that's the case. If that's the case, we might as well go Dutch. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We might as well.
Absolutely.
Look, you pay half, I pay half. I pay what I, you know. Because that, looking for that, what's the right word? Not man to open the door for you and stuff. Even back then, like, that wasn't even important to me, you know. Opening up the door. And it wasn't that important, you know, where now, you know, I'm like, 40 or 41 now, those things meant something like back then. Like, I don't remember if you ever, like, did the test of, like, you know how, like, say the guy gets in the car, right? It will be lean over to open your door. You know what I'm saying? Like, that little test. That was a test that was, like, back in the day, you know? But, like, now... I mean, forgive me, my husband, my family, but I'm like, we married now. You already know I'm going to open the door for you if I want to, and you can open the door for me if you want to, you know. But we already passed that point right now, you know, but not that chivalry, you know. But, like, that chivalry part is kind of like, all right, we're already together now. We know what this is already, you know.
Exactly.
We about to live.
Yep.
Exactly. Listen, you didn't want to change my diapers, I'm going to change yours first. But we need to come, you know, to an understanding about this, you know. You know, in my head, that's what I'm thinking. You know, like I said, I could be wrong, you know, but I kind of feel like at the end of the day, it's kind of like, all right, so what's the best thing, you know, for people to do? Like, what we want to teach our children, you know, now is we want them to open the door, you know. We want our sons to open the door for the ladies, you know. We want that. You know, we want to teach them that, because hopefully there's a young lady out there where their parents have taught them that this is what they want, you know. All right, Paul, are you there? Hello, Paul, are you there?
Hello.
Right, oh, hey.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh,
yeah,
hi, Divas. Hey,
how are you? My tardiness, and I am running. I am in my car right now, so if it blanks out a stop, I'm still here.
It's okay. The first part of the show was the Divas Are Mobile. We are mobile tonight. We are in the car. The Divas Are Mobile. But guess what? That's the beauty of having our own show. Is we could do it mobile. We could do it in three different places in three different cars at three different locations at all times, if need be.
Yeah.
Thank
God for technology.
You better know it. And we'll reach y'all. Don't worry about it, folks. We still reaching y'all on our mobile devices.
That's right. In the car. Look, in the car, speeding on the highway. Now, let me stop.
What did I miss? You don't have to go all the way back, but what are y'all talking about right now?
Okay, what we're going to do, just real quick, because there are some new listeners as well. What we did is we were actually talking about the Breonna Taylor. You know, we took up a moment and was pretty much saying, you know, it's messed up, you know, the charges that were, you know, brought up. And, you know, even though that, like, they offered the money or whatever, at the end of the day, it's just so sad that you got some, what's the right word? What did I use? Asinine charge. You know, pretty much, that was given for one of them, which means nothing at the end of the day. And we were just saying, you know, like we're sorry, on behalf of GQ Palace Radio for all this nonsense that's going on, you know, and how she didn't get justice, you know, to be honest with you.
Right.
You know, so we talked about that. And then we also spoke about the topic that we got this evening, which was, you know, how has Corona changed? Has coronavirus changed the dating game? You know, and then we answered, you know, how we felt, you know, about that as well. So, of course, you can, you know, give your feedback on those topics, you know, but that's pretty much what we were talking about. We just took a minute for Breonna Taylor, if you want to just mention what you know about it and how you feel it affected you, you know, and what you feel about what's going on.
Right. As far as the Breonna Taylor situation goes, I think the whole situation is disgusting, and like we were stating before in a previous show or whatever, how money is like a pacifier, you know. You take this to shut up. You know what I mean? And then justice still goes undeserved. You know, and justice still needs to be served in the situation, and like you said, not some little asinine on the wrist, because that's what happens. You know, you understand. Then they start going changing words in the laws and different things like that. But, you know, I think it's sad because a whole life was lost. And for what? We still have no answers to why, as to why that happened. You know, and somebody needs to be held accountable. So, you know.
I think so, too.
But, that's my point. That's my take on that. I'm not going to really talk on that anymore because
Of course.
The pressure all the way, believe me.
Just upset.
So, and it's really heart-wrenching, you know, because that could have been any of us that could have happened to.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then to try to fix some type of system to push your narrative and to make yourself correct in the situation is disgusting. We know that type of country's been running forever anyway. We already know that.
Right.
But so moving forward, as far as like that's a good question. As far as coronavirus and fixing relationships, now I was stating this before. I was having this conversation before on how I think people have time to now figure out who they really are in contact with. Now I don't know if we're just speaking of dating. Or people that are
in general.
A relationship already. Okay,
yes,
in general. So I think coronavirus has, because you know what it is? Our lives get so busy, so we're here, there, and everywhere, that when coronavirus shut people down, now you're around people that you thought you knew and didn't know. You understand? And that could be good or bad. Good or bad, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that we miss about people because we are so busy and wrapped up in our norms, so we miss a lot of things. You know what I mean? As far as people's likes, dislikes, wants, and needs, and different things. You understand? So coronavirus was actually, it was a gift and a curse. It was a gift and a curse. So it's like, all right, now I have time to figure out, all right, my spouse or my significant other or whatever, however you want to word it, they've been missing out on this. They've been missing out on us spending time together, having dinner, sitting down and breaking bread together and stuff like that. Or you could be around somebody be like, oh, this MFO, this mofo is nasty. You know what I'm saying? It's dirty. Like, you know, stuff that you don't, you know, so that it could go either way. But I think it, you know, gave people time to figure out who you're involved with, who you're really, you know, in tune with.
But, you know, and it's funny how you said sit down and have dinner, because what we also talked about also was when you're out and you're on a date or you're having dinner and everyone's on their cell phone, you know.
Right.
Everyone's on their cell phone and... what the person I was talking to today was saying pretty much is, you know, he went out on a date. And when he went out on a date, that the person was on their cell phone so much at dinner that the person wasn't even able to have a conversation because you're on your cell phone so much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your cell phone so much where you're not able to enter the, you know, entertain the conversation. So we were talking about that too.
Right.
Like when you go to dinner, whether you're at home or with your family, you know, or out on a date, you know, however you plan to do it, but are you always on your cell phone, you know? Or
are we raising our children at
dinner time, put your cell phone down, you know?
Yeah, I think it's disrespectful because, like, you know, that's supposed to be time that y'all sharing with each other. Like, let's find out, you know, what are your interests? You know what I mean?
Right.
What are your likes? What are your dislikes? You know what I'm saying? What's your favorite color? You know, stuff like
brown,
that. Like,
brown.
You know, that's supposed to be your time. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, God. What's your favorite color?
Brown.
What's your favorite color? You know. For real. Because,
oh,
see, stuff like
doo-doo
that.
Brown.
Little stuff like that, people don't really know or are not in tune with. And I find little stuff like that is kind of important because now when it goes into, like, buying gifts and doing different things, if you're planning to move anyway, you know, buying gifts and different things like that, you want to know these things. Like, oh, well, their favorite color is this. Let me find something in those likenesses. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
But we were pretty much explaining. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Hello. No, I was saying we were explaining, you know, how, like, we always talk about topic, you know, about politics, you know, but tonight we have, like, you know, we were so bombarded with all these relationship questions, you know, and topics that we wanted to, you know, get away from politics and, you know, kind of talk about relationship stuff, you know, especially because, you know, the pandemic has affected everybody, you know.
Absolutely.
Whether it's your husband, your wife, immensely, physically, you know, verbally, it has, you know, whether you deal with people who verbally, you know, feel like this pandemic is all this nasty stuff, you know, it's like there's a lot of different things mentally, you know, that your brain gets overloaded with when you come down to dealing with this pandemic and your relationship and your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, someone that you're dating, you know, it's like so many different things go along with it. It's just hard to be able to fathom, you know, like how it's really going to affect you in the long run, you know?
Yeah.
Like in the long run, how does it really, you know, does it really affect you? Are you really affected by it? You know, and I want to say, you know, that I think that if someone says the pandemic has not affected their relationship, I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Right.
Because, and especially if everyone's working, you know, like did anyone lose their job? You know, is it to that point where, you know, people are, you know, you see people, your friends, your loved ones, they might have lost their job. They might be going through all this different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you tell me that it doesn't affect, it might not affect you yourself, but I'm sure it affects someone that you know, which means it does necessarily
somebody
affect
around you.
You.
Right.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. So, definitely want to, you know.
I mean, it just makes sense.
You know.
No, it all makes sense. So, you know.
Like if you tell me it doesn't affect you, I want to know.
You want to know what
I wish I had been part of that. I get $900 a week from unemployment group.
Oh, you see that, right? They blessing us unemployment folk right now.
Ooh.
Wait. We getting some money?
No. I'm talking about those people that was getting that extra $600 from unemployment along with their $300. So they was bringing home $900 from unemployment. And I'm still busting my butt and I ain't bringing home, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no. Well,
that's
getting $300, right?
Back pay.
Yeah, they brought it back down, I believe. Yeah.
Who's getting back pay?
Oh, yeah, they're getting back pay. I know someone
I know someone personally who came to me and said, I got $12,000 on this card. I just got this card and I got $12,000 on it. I said, what? Let me get a loan.
$12,000
for unemployment. $12,000. Yes. Yes, because it was the back pay.
My aunt just actually sent me something because they arrested people with fraud and scamming and all kinds of stuff.
There was this one guy. Yeah, he filed false false accusations that he was out of work. Just one guy. He was claiming false accusations that he was out of work and got a luxury condo, a Lamborghini, and this, that, and the other.
Unemployment money?
Got him for fraud. Yes.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, some companies that went under were getting some type of government fund.
That employee government assistance. He's giving out $10,000. So people was like, I babysit, or I got this going on, and I got that going on. And they was, and they was giving them $10,000 for that.
One person got.
And then what did they do with the money, though?
Nothing.
Like they got $12,000 and they bought what? Money?
They blew that goddamn money. That's what they did.
Oh, they blew it.
That's the cash.
People were blowing it. They've been blowing at you. Use my friends, y'all.
You let me get 12 G's. Let me get 12 G's. I need that. Give me 2 G's. I'm not going to be greedy. Can I get 2 G's?
Well, they were supposed to give us another stimulus package.
Yeah.
But somehow
we should have gotten far more than we got. Those of us who continue to work through the pandemic.
Do? What can that actually do for you? You know what I mean?
That was a tease. That was a tease.
Mine was spent before I got out the bed.
Mine too, girl. Mine was too. Before it hit my bank account, it was spent.
That was already accounted for.
What?
Yeah, the
stimulus check.
Yeah.
I don't think it was enough.
Nowhere.
I don't think it was enough.
Nothing to us.
You know, I feel like it wasn't enough. And honestly, because we did work the whole pandemic, you know, I think that it's really messed up that we didn't get anything. You know,
absolutely.
And I don't know about you guys, but what I did get is my hours cut and my pay cut. That's what I got. You know, I didn't get no $1,000 a week from unemployment. You know, so I just want to go on the record and say that. So I didn't get that, you know, and I could have sworn the people who worked during the pandemic are supposed to get something. Maybe it's coming next year.
I hope so. We deserve it.
If we get anything,
Right.
And I'm a front line.
Yeah.
I'm an essential.
Anybody that walked out of their door to go to work was a frontliner.
Absolutely.
Look, because guess what? Even the little people that they thought was not important, those grocery store workers, those Walmart workers, those Target workers, they thought that they weren't important. But guess what?
Yep.
This showed them that they're equally as important as that basketball player, that football player. You know, they're equally as important as them. Their pay may be a lot different, but guess what? They're equally important. So therefore, you shouldn't look down on people and make it seem like you're better than them because of the situation, you know? So I definitely want to say, you know, but real quick, guys, time is of the essence, and I did not realize it was about 8:50. So with that being said, you know, we definitely want to, you know, just take a few minutes, you know, for ourselves. We talk, so we know what it is already, you know, but as we go around and just give, like, our final thought on tonight's topic, you know, I'll definitely go first. I want to say that it was definitely a great show. I feel like we were able to switch it up a little bit. You know, even though we were mobile, you know, I feel like we were able to switch up the topics from what we usually talk about. You know, it's important. You know, like some people don't want to keep talking about politics, and that's okay. You know, trust me, the month of November is going to be a lot of politics, you know, because that's when stuff is going to be different. You know, but the beauty of having GQ Palace or your own show is that we're able to pick the topics that we want, and we're able, from all the emails and stuff that we get in, we're able to wean through different things and see what we feel is best for, you know, our callers and listeners. So it was definitely a great show. We do see you a couple of new numbers. You know, we're thankful for that. You do have to make sure you press that one button to be able to go on the air. For those of you who are new, you don't have to come, when you come on, you don't have to tell your real government name. The beauty of it, you could be whoever you want to be. You know, I used to be Kim back in the day. You had to tell my secret. But yeah.
I was Lisa at one point.
So you could be whoever you want to be, and that's important. You know, you'll be able to, you know, you don't even have to disguise your voice with your name and call it a day. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating a birthday. And
yes,
and
shout out to Crystal,
before,
my girl Crystal and Ari, their birthday, the mother and daughter. The mother's birthday is today, the daughter's birthday is Friday.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Yes.
So just
happy
real quick,
birthday.
Dons and Divas, before I do forget, you guys know each year Nonstop Media has their event that they have every single year. And yes, it's about to go down again. It's about to go down.
Right.
Yes, so of course I just want to, and it is in Philly again. It's October 24th, and it's going to be in Philly. Grand prize
is $1,000. Right?
Yes, in Philly. Grand prize is going to be $1,000. If you guys are interested in registering, you can contact Santana at 646-732-7251, or you can just go to www.nonstopmedia.com. And if you just want to pop up and show up, it's $20 at the door, and it's going to be at 702 Adams Avenue, and that's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Doors open at 7:30. Showtime starts at 8, and you must be 18 to party, 21 to drink. ID is a must, and you must have a mask. Masks are required, and they're taking temperatures. So you want to make sure that you, you know, definitely, you know, try and be in the building. State's property. It's supposed to be in the building. You got Freeway. You got Young Chris. You got Beanie Siegel. So it's a couple of, you know, heavy hitters going to be in the building. So definitely want to make sure you guys are in the building. GQ Palace will be in the building, of course. So we're super excited. And, of course, actually, I'm seeing that Jatan Green is going to be the guest host,
the
special guest host for the evening. Yeah, Jatan Green. Jatan Green also has her own shoe line. Check it out. It's official. So, yeah, so I just wanted to mention that real quick, Dons and Divas, Nonstop Media, GQ Palace, definitely in the building. Please make sure you guys check it out. And it's going to be real. So I'm going to pass the microphone over to whoever's going next. Miss Mobetta, you did miss Miss Ray Queen doing a rap earlier. I must tell you, you missed
what?
That. You have to make sure you check the archives for that one. Yes. It was a little something, but when I tell you no lie, it made me think about you because you're like the rapper of the group, you know?
Yeah.
And for her to have this hidden talent that she didn't tell nobody about, you know, I knew she could sing. You know, but for her to have this hidden talent, I was like, ooh, okay. Yeah, so definitely wanted to mention that, but I'm passing the microphone up. Who's next?
I'm going to go next. It's Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. So I'm so grateful that we were able to switch it up and get a little soft tonight and speak on some relationships and some things like that. And as always, I'm so grateful to God to be here, because if there were no God, there would be no Ray Queen, there would be no Diva Squad, there would be no GQ Palace. So big up to GQ Palace, our executive and our CEO. My sister Divas, I love y'all, all of our callers and listeners. Big shout out to all the birthdays. Again, my niece Karee, my daughter Nia, my mama, Big Rachel, and all of the Leo birthdays. Happy birthday. And I enjoyed tonight's show, as always. And I love y'all, and I'm passing on the mic.
Yes, I love you, ladies. Listen, again, I apologize for my tardiness because y'all know I love doing this. You know,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And listen, as far as like our, we still have to continue to pray for justice. Vote. I can't stress that enough, the importance of voting. So, you know, we can move forward and, you know, and get to know your local politicians and stuff like that. So vote. So we can fix these police departments and stuff like that. And that comes from your local government, not the federal. That's the local elections, which is midterm elections. So vote, folks, not just for presidential. And as far as love, listen, take the time out to find out who you are dealing with as far as relationships go. Know who you're in tune with. Know that you're compatible. And it's going to take a little work. It takes work to do that. You know, start introducing new ideas to your relationship. If you claim you love them, you would do that, you know. If you guys are toxic for each other, don't let circumstance hold you in that position. You know what I mean? Don't become a victim of circumstance. So
yes.
Just know
facts.
Just
facts.
Know who you're with. You know, just know who you're with. You know. And on that note, I am chucking up the deuces. I love you, ladies.
Love you too. Sorry, I got all this noise going on. It's alright. Love you guys. Have a blessed day. Oh, hi. Yeah. New York City. You are now rapping with 50 Cent. You gotta love it. I just wanna chill and talk. Catch sun to my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hootie for my bands, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap. And we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you
girl,
leave me if your father find out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Could you love me in a girl? Could you love me on a bus? I like 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I like 21 questions, and they all about us.